It's time to take a TO. You're listening to Take a TO with Coach Steve Turner and your host, Kirk Cross. Each episode, we take you inside the DMV sports scene and beyond. Sponsorship and advertising opportunities are available. And now, welcome to this week's episode. It's time to take a TO. Here's your host, Kirk Cross, with Coach Steve Turner.
Welcome to Take a TO with Coach Steve Turner. I'm your host, Kirk Cross, and we welcome you, our audience, to episode 15. You can find us on Spotify, Buzzsprout, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, just about anywhere you get your podcast content. We are a weekly podcast. We talk local and national sports. We talk life. We might jump into some tough subjects. And of course, we talk WCAC athletics. Thanks for listening. And again, we welcome you to episode 15. Before we get into this episode, I'm not even going to ask you how you're doing. Folks, listen, it's Kobe Day, first of all. It's Kobe Day. We have the NBA trade deadline right here. We've got Kobe Day on the screen. We've got Northeastern versus Campbell on the screen. We were just rocking in the studio to some go-go. There's a lot going on right now in the studio. Here, you could use this one if you want. I see that right there.
Yes, sir.
But we got a lot going on. So with all that, Mr. USA Belt and Stewie.
You have to beg me to come to
I mean, we're not doing duos here.
Because I'll walk you there.
Each night.
Each time. And if you want me to, baby. That's what I will do, because I'll always be with you.
Boy, give it to him, Weezy.
If you don't know about Backyard Band, look, all right, so look, you said you wanted an episode where we kind of go off the cuff. So damn the script right now. Give me your top four go-go bands of all time. Top four.
Well, you know. You know who my number one is.
I don't know who you know. I'm Come thinking on. It's R.E.
R.E. Get busy.
All right, time. So R.A.R.E.S.S.E.N.C.E.
R.E.
All right.
Jump.
Uh-huh.
Backyard.
Uh-huh. You feeling vibe, man, ain't you?
Now I'm going back on some folks.
Okay.
Air Raid.
All right, that's four. We only asked for four.
I thought you said five.
I
got to go five. Because my new favorite is Derek and the Vibe Band.
Okay, so you and I.
And I'm missing some that I, you know, some others that I still like.
You and I made a mistake last week.
N.E.G. It ain't none of this new go-go. Right. Let's make that clear.
You and I made a mistake last week because we didn't put John Wooden where we should have put him at first.
That's why four is too short.
So I'm going to tell you right now, Chuck Brown has to be number one for me. You didn't even put Chuck in your top five or six.
That's hard.
Me, I'm going Chuck. I'm going R-E-J-Y and B-Y-B. That's my four in that order right there. The Northeast would come next for me. Northeast would come next. Coach, how's it going?
It's going great. Coming off a fun and fantastic week with my team.
Right.
I like where we are at the moment. We still got some games to play, and you know how this is. We're talking adolescence, so things can change any given night.
I tell you what, things have changed since I saw you last.
But if we're locked in like we were the other night against O'Connell, it's going to be a fun playoffs.
All right. We're watching Jared on the screen right now. His team is up 15 on Campbell. Campbell's down in Carolina, you said?
Down in Carolina.
All right. So they traveled tonight, and they're showing well. They got 42, and we're still in the first half. So
we just need them to stay there. I've seen some things change at different nights.
Some things evaporate.
But this team needs a good win tonight, so I'm excited to where they are right now in the first half.
All right. For those of you who don't know, Northeastern University up in what city are we in?
Boston.
Boston, Massachusetts, is where Coach Turner's son plays, and we get to see him on Flow Hoops every now and then on CBS Sports Network or Atlantic Center, whatever it is. But tonight they're on Flow Hoops, and we've got it going in the studio. So if our attention lapses from time to time, you'll understand why. Coach.
Or if you hear some hooting and hollering.
Explain to me, and it's not easy to do in a short period of time, but I'm going to ask you to do it in a short period of time. The impact of Kobe Bryant in the NBA.
Whew. Coach. I'm going to go to where I had a question before we got on the
air. Don't put me on the spot.
No, I mean, I'm going to throw it somewhat back at you, but I'm going to speak my piece about it. I just still don't understand how people don't include him in the GOAT question.
Okay.
We're going to talk this GOAT stuff. How do you not include a man like him in the GOAT question?
Right. You're not saying give it to him, but I'm not saying give it to him.
But you never hear him in the conversation. It's always just
Jordan
and LeBron.
Right.
Which they both should be in that conversation.
Right.
Really, you know, for me, you know who mine is, but they should be in the conversation.
Right.
And there's others that need to be in the conversation.
If I had to look at what I would say the GOAT conversation should look like, it would be Jordan, it would be Kobe, it would be Kareem, and it would be LeBron. I think they belong. You can make arguments for Bill Russell. You can make arguments.
Will Chamberlain, Magic right. Johnson.
Right. You can make a lot of others. Arguments. But you Robert Horry, he has about 378 rings because he moved. I know he's not in the conversation. Just making fun because some people think it's based on rings only.
No, it's
and
not.
If it is, then go ahead and give it to Robert Horry, right? He's right. got six or seven.
Correct. Right? I mean, and at the end of the day, if it's all about rings, then the conversation's over because it's Russell.
Right. If that's the conversation.
If that's the conversation, it's all about rings.
And don't ever talk about Barkley being great then, right? Because he didn't get one, right. if that's what it's about.
Right.
Steve Nash never got one, right? Patrick Ewing never got one. These guys were great in their own right in their era, right? But no, I think he belongs in the conversation. And I'd be hard-pressed to crown one. I mean, I think you look at someone like Jordan and what he did and how he made people better and how those teams were not great without him and this, that, and the other. People would argue they were still good. But, you know, no, I think it's interesting. We have Kobe on the screen. We have the trade deadline on this screen. We have, you know, Northeastern on this screen. And I got you in front of me. I got all this going on here. Look, Kobe, you know, my kids got to see Kobe, you know, for a little bit of time. You know, I got to see 81 points. I got to sit on the floor and watch him play. I got to go to LA and watch him play the year after they lost. And then they won a title that year. I've seen Kobe play probably 6 to 10 times in my life. But it's not him playing or me getting to see him live that made him great for me. It was the stories I hear about on the rare days that Phil Jackson would give them off. And you know he's tired. He's at Disneyland with his daughters.
It was funny today. They were playing. They were playing on the gram. They had a video playing of him, and it was just to his seriousness about how locked in he always is.
Right.
He's got Chris Tucker. No, I'm sorry. He's got not wasn't Chris Tucker. It was oh my Jesus.
Some Chris
Pookie
from Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, another comedian next to him. Mm-hmm. And they're right next to Kobe on the bench.
Right.
And Chris Rock's trying to have a conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Kobe is just locked in on the court. You would think he didn't hear a word that he's saying.
Right.
And that's who he was. I mean, he was all about this game. Okay. And he lived it. And, you know, he took a lot from who I believe is the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
But made it his own.
Right.
And within making it his own, got rings.
Mm-hmm.
He won. He was most nights unstoppable.
Right.
That
right elbow was his where he lived.
That thing was poetry in motion.
One season, I know I saw him hit about 5, 6, 7 game winners from that. You know the spot he's trying to get to.
Mm-hmm.
You know the spot he's going to raise up over you. And he's going to make that shot.
And I love that he challenged himself on both sides of the floor.
Right. Defensively, he was going to do it too.
I mean, you go back to the USA stuff.
Right.
Him running, basically telling you what I'm about to run through my teammate from the Lakers.
My brother.
Chest.
Pau Gasol.
So we can make a statement so they know we're coming to take this thing.
Right.
And
first play of the game.
And it's one of the things I'm always talking to my kids about, Curtis, because I think today's generation is scared to call each other out. They're scared to feel like if I say something to my boy about him picking up his game or him owning what he needs to be doing for the team,
right.
I might lose a friend.
Right.
Kobe, well,
friends challenge
Kobe,
each other.
Kobe knew he needed Gasol in L.A., but Kobe also knew for the U.S. to get their gold, he had to run through his best friend's chest.
Right.
And he knew that it wasn't personal. But I'm making a statement because right now, this is my team. And this is who I'm playing for. The three initials across my chest. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure we win.
Right.
And I think that was the thing that was special about Kobe is that he was willing to do whatever it took to win. A lot of people talk about it. He lived it.
You mean including walking back out on the court with a torn Achilles to make free throws?
To make free throws.
To make free throws. Yeah. You can check me out after the free throws, yeah. But I'm not giving up these 2 points. That's Kobe for you, right? Things have been getting busy around here. After several weeks off, this is the downtime in my business, the DJ business, and now we are, it's ramping up right now. Adam is gearing up for tennis season. Chelsea's basketball season is winding down. They're sitting at 12-3, maybe. They just won by 26.
So you said 12-3.
12-3, yeah.
15 games.
Yeah.
14 blocks.
Yeah. She didn't get one today, though.
That's okay.
No, well, time out. 14 straight games with blocks because she gets two or three a game.
So she's
probably sitting up. If I had to guess, I would say she's
20 something.
No. I would say she's probably 30 to 35 blocks. She gets two or three a game. Yeah, she does. She's pretty good at chasing down and zeroing in on someone and getting blocked. I don't know how.
Does she hit them mostly at the rim, or will she block a jump shot every now and then?
The jump shot she mostly gets. Wow. One a game she gets a chase down. She'll get a chase down.
If she's blocking jump shots. That's, she has unbelievable.
I don't understand how she does it.
She has unbelievable timing.
That's the thing. I could never do that.
That's big time.
She is doing that. She's 100% doing that, yeah. So defensively is where, like, she had 8 points today. That's going to be her season high. Maybe she got 10 or 12 one game, but she's...
So she got that mama mentality.
Yeah, she's in the 5 to 7 points per game
range. And I know she got the mama mentality because she's living with a Laker man.
And she's seen Kobe. She knows what Kobe does. She knows what Kobe does. This week, the NBA trade deadline has come and gone, so we have new faces in some new places. The Redskins finally got their guy, and he brings along a posse of help, and the WCAC looks just a bit different in the standings now than it did a week ago. But first, we will take a break, and we'll be right back with this week's Starting Five, if you're ready, Coach.
You're listening to Take It TO with Coach Steve Turner and your host, Kirk Cross.
A-Squared Home and Office Solutions. A-Squared is the go-to source for home and office network and audiovisual solutions. They will link technology to your lifestyle seamlessly. Visit homeandofficesolutions.com for more info.
From Washington, D.C. to Ocean City, Woodbridge to Columbia, Richmond to Virginia Beach, the hottest DJs are right here. The Mid-Atlantic Professional DJ Association.
Insurance Alliance Group manages the gap between damage appraisal estimates from your insurance company and what you are rightfully owed based on your policy. They work on behalf of policyholders with claim assistance and disputes to maximize claims. Insurance Alliance Group serves as professional advisors and trusted advocates. The Insurance Alliance Group handles business and home property loss. Request a free claim review with the property loss professionals. Insurance Alliance Group. Visit us at insurancealliancegroup.com or call 866-574-4773.
And now, back to Take It TO with Coach Steve Turner and your host, Kurt Cross.
The Starting Five. What we haven't talked about is the smells coming out of the kitchen. You smelled it when you pulled up?
When I pulled up, I was like, who got the restaurant rolling?
Some Cajun pasta and chicken, something's going on in the kitchen.
Cajun chicken pasta.
Yeah, it is.
Mama Paula doing it up.
She doing some things there. She made a spicy one and a non-spicy, because I don't do the spicy.
Okay.
Even though my mom's from the Caribbean, you would think, right?
No spicy?
I don't care. I don't even like black pepper.
Jerk?
No. I mean, I love jerk chicken, but it's just too spicy for me.
Get out.
I do not like spicy.
That's wild.
No, I do not. Welcome back to Take It TO with Coach Steve Turner. I'm your host, Kirk Cross, and we are now at our Starting Five. This is where I ask Coach Turner 5 questions he has never seen or heard before. Now, if he takes longer than 30 seconds to answer the questions, that is what you will hear. Now, Coach, I'm going to ask you for the umpteenth time. No, have you seen the questions?
Nope.
You have not. All right, so if you haven't seen them, we have a righteous Starting Five. Here's the thing. I switched it this week. There is no keep three, leak, kick back one. I've got 5 toughies for you.
Okay.
Mount Rushmore, NBA players. You only get 4.
I thought we did this before.
Can we wait for the rest? Can we wait for the rest?
All right, so.
That's a gimme. That's called a gimme.
This is my gimme?
This is your gimme.
My Mount Rushmore?
Yes. Taking you a while, sir. Your Mount Rushmore.
I'm going to stay. So this is understood. I'm staying in the era of who I got to see.
Right. And it's yours. It doesn't have to be, everybody's Mount Rushmore.
Right. This is,
someone who's 25 years old has a different
era of who I got to watch.
Right.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Magic.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And my all-time favorite player, Dr. J.
I'm going MJ, Kareem, Kobe, and Magic. All right. I need your Mount Rushmore for NBA coaches.
Wow.
Mount Rushmore NBA coaches.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I'm losing my train of thought.
Yeah, me too, because I have one that I got to put on here and I can't. Oh, I got it. Toughest one yet. This is DJ Curtis Cross. I'm going to keep y'all company while he comes up with his starting five Mount Rushmore of NBA coaches. I'm going to give him more than 30 seconds because typically he can just pick either or, but I made a tough one this time as we're watching 2-8-24 Kobe Day. Mount Rushmore of NBA coaches.
Ooh, this is a hard one.
Yeah, it is.
And I probably miss somebody that I would go with, but I'm going to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
Pop.
Yep, I got him.
Phil.
Got him.
Doc.
Okay.
Kerr.
Okay.
No, take that back. See, I knew. I'm taking off Kerr, and I'm going with Spoelstra.
Interesting. I want to put Spoelstra on there, but for me, it's Phil, Pop, Lenny Wilkins.
I like Lenny. That's a good
one. And Hubie Brown, because I learned a lot from Hubie Brown watching his videos.
So I'm going to go Pop, Phil, Doc, Spoelstra.
Okay. Mount Rushmore, NFL players.
That's too hard.
Dog, it's the starting five. I write the questions. If you want to make some easier, you can write the questions.
Wow.
I'm writing the questions. And it's for you. It doesn't have to be greatest of all time. It's just your Mount Rushmore.
My Mount Rushmore needs more than four, though.
But that Mount Rushmore is only four statues, bruh.
Wow. I'm dinged up for all this.
just
throw me a ding, please.
Just for the hell of it. You met your match this time.
I'm getting there, but this is all over the place. Oh, and damn.
Tough, right?
Damn. This doesn't even feel real because there's too many. For NFL, come on.
A dog.
Offense and
dog,
defense.
Dog.
You could at least win your offense and your defense.
Dog, it is what it is, bro.
All right,
your Mount Rushmore NFL players.
Montana.
Uh-huh.
They call him Sweetness.
Okay, we agree on that one.
And I'm going with my two favorite Redskins.
Okay.
Dale Green.
Uh-huh.
God rest his soul, Sean Taylor.
And
there's so many others, but go
Doug
ahead.
Williams, Riggo, Walter Payton, and Ray Lewis for me.
I like those. I mean, and that's
because Riggo is it's the fourth and one in the
I
Super Bowl.
Art Monk, Jerry Rice.
Right.
And then I go to the defense side.
You got Barry Sanders. You can look at him.
I can say Barry, but I start going defense a little bit.
Okay.
And it's three dudes for me.
Ronnie Lott, one of them?
Yes. Okay. It's four dudes. Make that four.
Okay.
Ronnie Lott.
Uh-huh.
Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
My man from finished in Green Bay.
Reggie.
Reggie.
Uh-huh.
Warren Sapp.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mount Rushmore NFL coaches.
What?
Come dog. It's the starting five.
You're killing me. You know who my number one is.
It's got to be Joe Gibbs.
Wow.
Why can't I say my man in San Fran? I can't say his name.
Gray hair.
Yeah.
He's one of mine.
Not Seifert. No. Before Seifert. I can't say his name. Come on, Steve. I'll look it up
and
for
that's
you.
One of mine.
And everybody in podcast land right now is saying, they're saying his name, right?
Yeah. What's wrong with these guys?
Because we got a lot on our mind, that's why. Bill Walsh, man, yeah. Damn.
Oh my Jesus. Just got banged.
Belichick?
Yeah. All right.
All right, what you got?
Number one.
Uh-huh. Joe Gibbs.
My guy.
Right.
Gibbs.
Uh-huh.
Mike Tomlinson.
Okay.
Bill Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
Belichick.
Gibbs. Bill Walsh. Mike Tomlin. Don Shula.
Ooh, that's a good
one. Where I go with Don. Yeah. All right, you got one more. Steve.
It's the most I've probably written on a piece of paper. Messing with you.
Steve, I got one more for you. You're not going to like me for it, but I got to do what I got to do.
Uh-huh.
Mount Rushmore.
College coaches. College basketball coaches.
Mount Rushmore.
Uh-oh.
Athletes.
Just pure.
Because we did college coaches last week. Remember, yeah, we had right. Pat. We had Gino. Yeah. Mount Rushmore athletes. You only get four.
I got mine. Whew, I got mine.
So that was easy. I thought that'd be the tough one. I'm going to guess that you and I have two that are the same.
Okay.
I'm going to put a star by the two. I think we have the same. Go for it. Number one for me and probably for you has to be who?
Mike Tyson.
I was going to put him in there, and I didn't. Okay.
Carl Lewis.
Okay, excellent choice. I didn't put him in.
And the next two are the best two-sport athletes ever.
Okay.
Bo Jackson.
Okay.
Prime time.
Okay, so it's fascinating how you and I have different opinions. I thought we would be correct. I thought we'd be in sync on two of them. Muhammad Ali. I thought we would be in sync there.
I was going to go Ali, but I got to see Mike in his prime.
Right.
I never got to see Ali in his prime.
If you've never seen Mike Tyson in his prime, forget all the bad press you hear about him. He was a bad,
bad mamma jamma
boy. Just period. That, and you didn't want to get in the ring with him.
That's why I went Mike Tyson. That's the only reason I went my boxer being Mike Tyson over Ali.
Muhammad Ali, mm-hmm. Jim Brown, LeBron, Serena.
I
thought you would go Serena with me. I mean, Sabrina. Serena. I thought you'd go Serena with me.
I could go Serena and Tiger.
Right? But I went Ali, Jim Brown, LeBron, and Serena.
I mean, and I went, and you went with the one that I didn't even think about because he's a two-sport athlete. He's a two-sport.
When you said that, I knew you were going to go Jim Brown.
I was just thinking the guys that I got to see.
I can see Bo Jackson. I can see Bo Jackson.
I got to see Bo do both. I got to see Prime do both.
You got to see Prime playing a goddamn game. Oh, I see a
playing two games on the same day.
Get in a helicopter and go play Sunday Night Baseball. That's what you got to see. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your starting five.
Wow. Let's do it.
The starting five.
You're listening to Take a T.O. with Coach Steve Turner and your host, Kirk Cross.
Ray Cruz and MCF Mortgage. With a stellar reputation as an outstanding mortgage lender, Ray Cruz serves the lending needs of real estate professionals, builders, and individual home buyers in Maryland, Washington, D.C., Virginia, Texas, California, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Ray believes that integrity is the cornerstone of his business, and helping you achieve your home financing goals is his business. Located in the heart of Bethesda, contact Ray P. Cruz today to get started. Your home mortgage or refinance options await. Call 301-761-2278 or visit raypcruz.com. Ray P. Cruz, mortgage intelligently.
You're listening to Take a T.O. with Coach Steve Turner and your host, Kirk Cross.
Listen to us on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Buzzsprout, Spotify, and other popular podcast platforms. Tune in on your preferred podcast platform. Be sure to listen, subscribe, and spread the word.
Guarantee the most epic and talked about homecoming or prom when you hire the Mid-Atlantic Professional DJ Association.
Visit us online at www.mapdja.com. The Mid-Atlantic Professional DJ Association, serving the entire East Coast.
And now, back to Take a T.O.
And how do they get a two-on-one?
Steve Turner and your host, Kurt Cross.
So for all those who are listening, if you coach, Steve and I have similar philosophies. I've learned some things by watching him. I've learned some things by coaching. I've learned some things by, just watching basketball in general. Defenses are taught, when they're in a zone, they're taught to move when the ball moves. So fakes are really good.
Ball fakes as good as a pass.
Right. So they move in the ball. And you can beat a zone by penetrating the gaps in the zone or shooting over top of a zone. But your shooters can't be on the bench when that happens. You gotta know you're looking at a 2-3. And if you're in a 3-2, maybe you try to pound it down low. You shoot over top of it because every college team should have shooters. You go out and recruit shooters. No one's recruiting the 7-footer anymore. There aren't that many 7-footers. And the 7-footers want to shoot threes.
That's a bad call, ref. Nobody touched them.
So I told you guys you're going to hear some of this today because we're watching. Coach, we got some things to talk about. I want to get right into the WCAC. Thanks to everyone for listening. Buzzsprout, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spotify, our entire audience. You're loyal. We love you. Thanks for being there. Let's get right into the WCAC. We've had some things happen over the past week. We have a St. John's team that had some transfers, have some guys who are no longer there, have a first year current interim coach in Pat O'Connor.
Get rid of the interim tag, St. John's.
We agree. Yet, he would be one of our candidates for Coach of the Year right now.
For sure.
They're sitting in third place.
For sure. I think at times, and I could speak to it, I think over the years I've watched us as a league and as coaches, and we can agree to disagree.
Right.
I think sometimes we've always pegged the front runner as the Coach of the Year.
Because they have the best record.
I think Glenn Ferrello's doing a great job with his team. I think he's the most talented team in the league.
Right.
But when I start looking at the other teams and where they've come from or what their circumstances are, for me today.
Which one of us expected St. John's to be sitting in third right now?
I thought they'd still be in it. I still felt like they were a top four, top five team personally.
Right, right.
But I didn't know if I said they would have been third today or from day one.
Right. Well, this is what you told me, though. You told me they're still going to be tough, even though they took some tough blows in the offseason.
They have talent. They have guys who are just young.
Right.
I mean, they still have a lot of talent.
Can you name me a team?
And I think their team, because of the circumstances from last year, some of these guys who are now coming from off the bench of last year's team, they're rocking with their coach. They know right. The coach has got an interim tag. They're playing for him.
Right.
They want that to be off of him. They know he's their coach.
Right.
And so they're playing for him, and it's similar to last year with them having
for the other Pat.
Playing for the other Pat. Scary. Don't be watching out for them in the playoffs.
Right.
But the other one for me.
Hold on before you get there. Let me ask you this. Do you see a team in the WCAC, and I'm not knocking any team, do you see anyone playing harder for their coach than St. John's right now? They play for that guy. And you just said it, sort of.
I don't know if my guys play for me, but I think they play for each other.
Right.
And they certainly play hard. I mean, I think it's all the teams. I mean, you watch the games over the last few weeks, especially the last couple weeks.
My God.
Down to the wire finishes.
Yeah, overtime.
I think teams see, everyone sees that little bit of light, and they understand that. In a week and a half, we're all 0-0.
On any given night, right?
On any given night.
But you have...
just got a tech. Come on, guys. What are we doing?
You've got another coach, another team that you feel like is playing well that many would not have put them in the... I know I didn't have them in the conversation. Look, my conversation was as follows. It was PVI. It was Gonzaga. It was DeMatha. It was O'Connell. It was St. John's. Those five I knew would be right there in the mix. But you've got someone else that you think may have opened some eyes, and that would be a former Georgetown alum who coaches where?
Bishop Ireton. Coach Dwayne Bryant is doing an unbelievable job with his team. And... they've had two tough losses at home, last second, down to the wires. One against us,
yeah,
and the other being against St. John's
in overtime last Sunday, man.
In overtime, so DB's doing a great job with his group. They're a team to be reckoned with,
right?
And for me, he's one of the guys that I think would have my vote right now for Coach of the Year.
All right. Things are kind of wacky. You see, DeMatha's in a slump right now, and you see a team like Good Counsel beat a DeMatha, mm-hmm. and Good Counsel really, everyone makes the tournament, but Good Counsel has not
found themselves falling
on good luck.
Well, you said the words earlier, on any given night.
Right.
You can't come in here sleeping against anybody right. in the WCAC.
But DeMatha slept six times in a row now.
I don't know if they slept six times. I think this is still a team that I've said at the end of the day is good enough on any given night to beat anybody. And they've fallen on some tough times over the last 2 weeks, but don't count them out.
Don't count out McNamara. McNamara plays tough, right?
No, and they've got one of their best players back.
Yeah, he was hurt a couple weeks ago.
Those dudes play super hard for their head coach, Marty Kieflein. I think they're one of the hardest playing teams in the league every year. And
shout out to Riken. They play hard.
Yes, but McNamara's got a young group that shoots the ball really well. Mm-hmm. So on nights when they're knocking down shots, watch out.
How's Carroll doing? I haven't paid attention to Carroll.
Coach Malcolm Battles bringing them Lions back.
Right.
They've had some really tough ones.
The girls' side is pretty good, too. Yeah.
They've had some tough ones. And I got them tomorrow night, so.
Uh-oh. And your place or their place?
Their place.
And you got to go up North Capitol Street, brother.
And they decided to play us on senior night.
Oh, Steve.
So I know that place is going to be rocking. They're going to have a band. They're going to have
you taking a team bus up North Capitol, or your boys just going to meet you there?
The varsity meets us there. The young guys take a bus.
Steve, but, that's like 1.4 miles up the street.
Hey.
Make them jog.
Nah, we ain't doing that. We still in D.C., and things are happening in the city
smart.
Right now.
You're smart coach than that.
We're going to be in a car and a bus all together.
Usually when a season is over, and your season's not over, obviously, but usually, like, as soon as Monday morning, I'm going to get a tweet that says, way too soon, 2024 NFL predictions for the Super Bowl next year. So I'm going to ask you, way too soon, what does Gonzaga look like 24-25? You excited about what you're seeing? You got some pieces transferring in? What does that look like?
Well, we've never been a team that gets a bunch of transfers, so I like the pieces that we have inside the house.
Right.
We start five juniors this year. Mm-hmm. And with those guys returning, I like us to be right back at the top of the league. We've got a great young group right now. Both our freshmen and JV are both undefeated on the season.
Okay.
I think both of them have a chance to run the table.
Uh-huh.
And there's some pieces at both levels that can come up and help this team be even stronger next year.
Okay, you feel good about that. Excellent, excellent. What, as we sit today, what do the matchups look like?
If it ended today, you would have in the what we call the play-in games.
Okay.
So your 4 and 5 seeds would already be squaring off in the quarters.
Okay.
St. John's and O'Connell. Yeah, that's your quarterfinal. That's what I'm trying to tell people.
Okay.
So,
like, I have not seen. I didn't even know you had this written up.
Our number one seed PVI would be waiting on the winner of Carroll and Good Counsel.
Okay.
We would be waiting on the winner of Riken and Ireton.
Okay.
And McNamara would be waiting on the winner of the Heights and DeMatha. And with where the Heights have been this year, and no knock, it looked like McNamara probably would be playing DeMatha in that quarterfinal game.
There's a matchup.
So Gallaudet would have a round of matchups of potentially, if you talk higher seeds.
Okay, just higher seeds. We're not picking anything.
Not picking anything.
We're just going higher
let's
seeds.
Let's just say we went the higher seeds won.
Okay.
You're talking St. John's O'Connell.
Who?
PVI Carroll. Gonzaga Ireton.
Shazam.
McNamara DeMatha.
How much do you have to pay to see all that action? Is that a $10 ticket?
It's a $10 ticket.
Come on, dog. That's $2.50 a game.
$10 ticket at Gallaudet.
And you got 6 to 8 hours of basketball.
Beautiful basketball. The best in the country. Because it's the best league.
My gosh. Okay. All right. So that's what we're looking at over there. Any injuries to speak of on your squad?
You know, we have a young man that went out against Paul VI, Alex Tuomo. Okay. Waiting to find out when he'll get back. But I love the Pete. We've always said, hey, every night we have to have a next man up mentality.
Right.
Whether a guy's injured or a guy just not having a good night. And I'll tell you, the senior who's really stepped in and played a great role for us heading to Howard University, Blake Harper.
All right.
Lefty shooter. We got him playing the 4, the 1, the 2, the 3. He's playing everywhere for us. But his ability to have such a great basketball IQ,
okay.
His ability to be able to knock down shots. He's defending bigger and more athletic guys. He's given us opportunities to be successful every single night. And we got some young guys coming off the bench for us who are big parts of future to the program. Sophomores Carter Meadows and sophomore Saxton Simley. Saxton's a 6'6", 6'7" wing, knocks down shots. We ask him to guard some of the best players on the other team every night. And then Carter Meadows is really doing a great job of bringing in that strength and physicality in the paint, rebounding the ball, finishing around the rim. And he's a big-time football player, too. Already has a lot of BCS offers.
Coach, for those who don't know, if you want to catch any WCSC action, you got to go to Max Preps and find a schedule. Do what you do. However, just go to the YouTube page of the school, and often they'll stream the games. But do I have to hear your big mouth on the stream every time I'm watching y'all? You louder than anything I hear in the gym, Coach.
Man, I'm just trying to pour everything I am into my kids.
Now you're going to make me look like the bad guy because for complaining.
I want to be there to see success. You don't hear me yelling at referees or other teams or other players.
Steve, I've seen you get on a couple of refs here and there.
No. I've been a nice guy this year.
Steve?
Even they've said it.
I'm talking about over the years, Steve.
We're talking about today. Over the years, yeah.
Okay, then let's not talk about 300-plus wins then, because that's history.
I don't talk about wins.
You know what? I never knew that about you. I don't either.
I don't. I really don't.
I don't.
I talk about what's going on in the now.
Let's just play our best game and the results take care of themselves.
Yep.
All right. So we agree on that. But I do hear your mouth on that screen.
I believe you do.
Because I pull it up on my phone and I put it on that screen right up there on the wall and I watch these games. And do I not often text you right after a game and say tough loss or that was a good one or whatever? Because I'm watching. I want to make sure you know I was watching. I caught the final whistle. There's a lot of great WCSC action. I'm going to tell you, when it gets to playoff time, you might have to pay to watch it. So get all the free basketball you can on a school's YouTube page. And if not, then you're going to have to go to, I don't know who's doing it, First Amendment. They probably get the finals,
First Amendment,
right?
Usually gets the semis and the finals.
Okay, all right. So they get the semis and the finals. It's going to be $25, $30, $40, but you're going to get a lot of basketball the whole weekend. You'll get Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
And you got a group of guys who are doing the announcing who are all members of different institutions in the league. And they do their homework. They know the players. They know the coaches. And they know the league as well as anybody.
You got Strachan. You got Marangolo. And there's one I'm missing. Why am I missing the St. John's?
Mr. Ricca.
Yeah. Kevin Ricca.
And then we slide a little dude in who at some point we got to bring on this podcast.
Talk to me.
Darren McClinton, Montgomery County.
Darren McClinton. He just started following me on Instagram.
DMAC does a great Springbrook, job, right? Helping those guys, yes. Yeah. And he's really good friends with those guys, and he usually gets a game or two with them.
Yeah, we got Marangolo. We had him here.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we have.
We need to bring Darren. I think Darren right now, arguably one of the best trainers in the business in the DMV.
Well, bring him here.
He does a heck of a job.
Call your boy. I could hit him up, but you could probably text him. I don't have his number.
I'm going to call him. We got to bring him on. DMAC.
You want to bring him remote or you want to bring him in the studio?
We got to bring him in the studio.
Bring him in the studio.
It's going to probably be longer than 45 minutes, though, Curtis.
I haven't seen Darren in forever. I haven't seen Kevin. Where's Kevin?
Kevin's out in Virginia. His son's a freshman, having a great, great freshman year.
Where?
I want to say Wakefield. I hope I'm correct in saying that.
Okay.
But two-sporter, doing like his daddy.
Okay.
You know, played football this year, had a great season, and is having a phenomenal basketball season this year.
Excellent. We'll bring that guy in the studio. My studio's open to him, even though he's a Blue Devil.
And K-Matt, you know if he's looking for a private school.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of schools around.
A lot of schools around. I might know a couple.
I know of one.
Did he play with John Himes?
Kevin was right behind John.
And where the hell is John? I haven't seen John in forever.
I think he's in Florida, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really?
But I'm not sure.
He's older than you and me.
One of the best shooters. One of the best shooters from Mo County.
John Himes. That's the guy right there. Hey, WCAC basketball is about to heat up. But I will tell you what. We won't be recording next Tuesday. You and I'll be in the same gym, though, won't we? You coming to Military Road next Tuesday, bro?
We coming. But right now we got Carroll. I ain't gonna talk about SJC, and I ain't gonna talk about McNamara, who we got on Super Bowl Sunday. Right now,
McNamara's concession stand.
Hey, the best in the business: fried fish, fried wings with bread. Marty,
they got some fries over there.
Marty, I need my wings on Sunday, Slim.
about that. But it looks like if I look ahead on the coach, can I get a roster, please? I usually request rosters from the coaches.
Yes, I can take care of that for you.
You can take care of that for me. Have your people contact my people. Is that what it is? I'll tell you what. Next Tuesday, the 13th of February, I've got St. John's Boys versus Gonzaga. I'm calling the game. Ladies and gentlemen, that ends this segment. We'll be right back on the other side.
The hottest hits, lighting and visual effects, heart-pounding bass, the Mid-Atlantic Professional DJ Association. Dynamic DJ Entertainment.
Healthy Baller is dedicated to developing athletes at any level through customized programs created by our world-class trainers. Healthy Baller creates an unparalleled training experience centered around the athlete and coach relationship. Between our physical therapy team and strength and conditioning staff, we create an all-encompassing process to help injured athletes return to the field. Become your own success story. We offer group and team training, individual workouts, or semi-private training. Call 844-622-5537 or visit healthyballer.com.
Everyone loves a photo booth. At Epic Photo Booths, we provide your corporate event, private party, mitzvah, or any event with an incredibly fun photo booth experience. With a touchscreen design, fun props, backdrops, and more, you'll want to book your Epic Photo Booth today. Photos are delivered via text, QR code, AirDrop, and yeah, our Epic Booths print too. Book your Epic Photo Booth today by going to www.epicbooths.com. Epic Photo Booths. Elevate the fun at your next event. Go to www.epicbooths.com.
You're listening to Take a T.O. with Coach Steve Turner and your host, Kirk Cross.
Listen to us on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Buzzsprout, Spotify, and other popular podcast platforms. Tune in on your preferred podcast platform. Be sure to listen, subscribe, and spread the word.
And now, back to Take a T.O. with Coach Steve Turner and your host, Kurt Cross.
Welcome back to Take It to You with Coach Steve Turner. I'm your host, Kurt Cross. And of course, Coach Turner is the other half of this weekly podcast. Coach, let's get into the next segment. I'm going to do a lot of reading. So all you got to do is do a whole lot of listening. You need a pen? Grab a pen. Indiana gets Corey Joseph. Golden State gets a second round pick. Dallas gets Daniel Gafford. The Wizards get a first round pick and Rashawn Holmes.
Can we stop there?
Please.
I think Wizards have taken money off their.
Yeah, they have.
They've opened up some cap space, so right. I think it's not a bad move for them.
All right. Oh, you know what? I was going to read them all. We can go one by one. That's what I need. Portland gets Delano Banton, and Boston gets a second round pick.
Keep moving.
The needle didn't move, did it? Boston, interesting. They get Jaden Springer. Philly gets a second round pick. Now, Jaden Springer is a 10, 12, 15 minute a guy game. And you and I both know Horford is not playing the second end of a back to back. Jaylen Brown rests whenever he wants to. And but they got Drew up there, right?
Yes,
Drew's been hurt.
Gives them
some depth.
Gives them some depth. It gives them a score
right
in that second unit. So
because he's definitely a second unit guy.
Could help.
Yeah, I think Jaden Springer helps them. I don't know why Philly wants to make Boston better.
Mm.
I don't know why they want to do that. Sacramento gets Robin Lopez and cash considerations. Milwaukee gets nothing back. They just sent him that way, and they're going to waive him.
The Bucks made their one great, great move.
Yeah, yeah. Indiana gets Doug McDermott. San Antonio gets a second round pick. Does he have any tread on his tire still?
No.
Okay, there you go. Milwaukee gets Patrick Beverley. Philadelphia gets Campaign and a second round pick in 2027.
Well, there's the one I'm talking about. Milwaukee gets a defensive player that can come in that lineup and
battle. He can be a head case too, though.
Can be a head case, but.
And he's a streaky shooter on the offensive side.
I'm not worried about the scoring.
Okay.
He brings something that I felt like they were missing from their original trades.
They're not getting Drew, though, in him. They're not getting Drew.
No, but a menace.
Okay.
A menace.
All right. That's what you see there?
Yes.
You see that in Patrick Beverley. At 177 years old, you see that in Patrick
Beverley. I see it.
Okay, all right. Phoenix gets Royce O'Neal, David Roddy. Memphis gets a pick swap. Utah Watanabe goes to Memphis. We know him. I called his name. And Chimezie Metu. And Brooklyn gets 3 second-round picks. Kata Bates-Diop and Jordan Goodwin. Who makes out on that one?
Oh, no, Coach.
I think Brooklyn does because you get picks. Versus the names I see there, right. I'll take the picks.
The picks.
I'll roll the dice on some kid who's a senior in high school now who in 27 might be coming my way.
I'm with you on that.
All right. Dallas got P.J. Washington, and Charlotte gets Grant Williams, Seth Curry, and a first-round pick. You like this for Dallas. You like some things Dallas did. You think they're better without Seth Curry.
I don't know if they're better without, but P.J. gives them a guy that can do a few different things.
Okay.
And gives them that third, I think that third guy that they need to go with. Kyrie could be hurt on a night.
Kyrie will be hurt on the night.
Luka might have got a couple texts. So he gives him a guy that I think can be a consistent scorer for them.
Okay.
And he's tough defensively.
Toronto gets Spencer Dinwiddie. Brooklyn gets Dennis Schroeder and Thaddeus Young. Dinwiddie's always going to find himself in the conversation of a good three-point shooter. He is somewhat streaky, but Dinwiddie can hit the three.
He does. And I think Brooklyn gets a good player in Schroeder.
So 188-year-old Schroeder.
I don't care. He just does his job. I'm all about the guys who come in and are willing to
they
play.
They bring their lunch pail?
Play every night and bring their lunch pail.
Okay. All right. New York gets Bojan Bogdanovic and Alec Burks. Detroit gets Quentin Grimes, Evan Fournier, Malachi Finn, Ryan, I can't say his last name, and 2 second-round picks.
Keep it moving.
I think New York got better than that one, and I don't know who the hell wants to go to Detroit. Oklahoma City gets Gordon Hayward. Charlotte gets Trey Mann and Davis Bertans. He has literally nothing to say. Gordon Hayward, again, I keep using this term, but he doesn't move the needle. He's a 15-7 guy, but I think everyone in the NBA is a 15-7 guy, or can be. So I don't know that Gordon Hayward does it for me either there.
I would agree with you.
All right, where are we? I'm going too fast.
I don't think Gordon's been the same since the injury. What are we doing? Stop turning the freaking ball over.
Steve, they're up by 20.
I don't care.
They're up by 20,
Stop
Steve.
Stop turning the ball over.
Steve, it's under 10 minutes to play, and they've held them at bay. They never got closer than 13.
Oh, they're making me nervous. Stop throwing the ball away.
Toronto gets Kelly Olynyk and Oche Agbaji, and Utah gets Kyra Lewis, Otto Porter, and 2024 first-round pick.
Neither one of those moved the meter. The pick probably is the best thing out of that.
Philly gets Buddy Hield. Indiana gets Marcus Morris, Furkan Korkmaz, and 3 second-round picks.
You said you wouldn't mess with Buddy because he's 79.
Buddy is 79th in shooting. Why does Philly think they got better and giving up Marcus Morris, Furkan,
old head. Marcus, old head.
Marcus is long in the tooth, brother. You don't want to see him in a dark alley.
I don't. Right? Neither him nor his brother.
Right?
But
Buddy Hield.
But we're not boxing out here. We're trying to win basketball games.
Bucktooth Buddy from Jamaica is 79th in shooting.
Bahamas.
What did Philly do to get better? What did Philly do to get better? They lightened their load in the paycheck department.
But
Buddy's going to need some money, though, too.
Buddy's going to knock some shots down.
In practice?
Come on, Coach. Don't do him like that.
79th in shooting.
Don't do him
Steve,
like that.
Steve, can I explain something to you?
How many players in the NBA?
There's 450. There are 30 teams. Steve, I'm trying to make my point.
He's in the top
fifth. Look, big brother. Look, Steve.
Coach, he's in the top fifth.
Okay, he's in the top fifth. There are 30 teams in the NBA. That means every team's best shooter is better than him, and every team's second best shooter is better than him.
Damn, you dogging Buddy.
Man. I mean, because he's 79th in shooting.
He's a good dude.
Monte Morris goes to Minnesota. Detroit gets Shake Milton and Troy Brown Jr. and a 2030 second-round pick. Can I just pause parenthetically to say that the kid that Detroit's going to get in 2030 is currently in the seventh grade? He's currently in the seventh grade, Steve.
Well, they better come to the DMV because we got the best.
All right, Boston gets Xavier Tillman, and Memphis gets Lamar Stevens, a 2027 second-round pick via the Hawks, a 2030 second-round pick via the Mavericks. I'm going to stop when there's something to talk about. Utah gets Kevin Knox and draft rights to some Bama, whose name I can't even say, via the Wizards, and Simone Fontecchio or whoever, and that's it.
What a great... I thought some teams were going to make some moves that didn't.
DeJounte Murray didn't move?
He didn't move. I thought they were definitely making a move on that
Kuzma
one.
Kuzma didn't move?
Kuzma could be something later.
But what's your boy in Charlotte?
Bridges? I thought L.A. was going to do something.
I thought they were too. But you know what? Don't forget, L.A. is cash money. We're guaranteed to get someone who got traded away and gets waived on the free agent market. And hey, Marquise Morris, want to be with us?
I just thought y'all were gonna. I thought y'all were gonna do something with Russell. It's been talked about for so long and nothing.
Yeah,
has
but you seen his numbers the last 30 days.
Oh, he's been balling.
He's letting you know I don't want to be traded, or he's heightening his trade value. Maybe the price tag was too much because he's been playing well lately.
Yeah, that's true.
And they don't want to give up my boy,
swing
Austin
the ball,
Reeves.
Guys.
Steve, they're literally up by 18.
I don't care.
They're literally up by 18. Come on, dog. You got to get that ball.
Go to work, son.
We're watching Flow Hoops.
Go ahead and stick it.
Pass. Nice pass.
Kick it right back to him. Stop fagging. CD, come on.
Away.
CD, for real?
This is being recorded, Steve.
The boy's wide open.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to save for the next podcast the Redskins have a new coach, because we've been going for a while here. We're going to give a proper segment to that. We can't just run through that.
No,
but there's your NBA trade deadline, and just give me a sentence or two about what you feel about Dan Quinn.
Just joking. The pause and the silence was
okay.
only because he's was a Dallas man. But no, I think he's going to bring a presence to our defense. And we know for us, if we don't fix this offensive side, we got to make stops.
Right.
So, it's to be determined. I've got to see what we do with our draft picks and in the offseason. It ain't really, for me, it ain't even been about the coach totally. It's about what moves we're making to bring in athletes that can win games in Washington, D.C.
That's more than one sentence, sir.
Well, I'll give you a couple.
So you took my time, so now I can't talk.
And if you want me to, baby, that's what I will do.
Coach, next time I see you, it might be on the sideline unless we record on Monday. I'm open Monday if you want to record Monday, the night before our game.
My mind might be a little in another place. Waiting on them Johnny Mops.
Oh, boy. Coach, thanks for another week in the studio. Enjoy being here each week. Thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for doing what you do on iStreet.
Appreciate that.
Thanks again to everyone for listening. We'll be back here before you know it for episode 16. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next time.
Damn.
He's still screaming at the damn Flow Hoops TV.
They pissing me off.
Steve, you make me open the mics back up.
It's 14 now, coach.
Coach, just be cool.
7 minutes left.
7:41.
It's a lot of time. 14.
All right, coach. We're going to go back to Flow Hoops, y'all.
Dude, someone move the ball. Pissing me off.